around the ground. Sydney veteran Ted Richards.
Plus 8, RSN 927, Sports 7, Michael Christian, Mick McGowan with you right through until 8.30 this morning. And great to have the star Swan who has announced his retirement. Mighty go out in grand final glory with the Sydney Swans winning the 2016 Premiership. Oh, I hope so. Ted Richards is with us. G'day, Teddy.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Mick.
G'day, Teddy.
Mate, now, you've come across the initial stumbling block, though, to get your way back into the Sydney team. Better tell us what happened, mate.
Oh, yeah, hit a little bit of a hurdle in the plans. Yeah, I found out yesterday one of the coaches came down and let me know that I was being given a 2-1 week suspension. So, yeah, bit flat with that, but because I didn't think there was anything in it at the time. But, yeah, so I've accepted it, but disappointed with that.
Brock Aston was the player.
What happened?
What happened, mate?
Yeah.
It was assessed as careless and medium impact. You must hit him pretty hard, Teddy.
Oh, well, I was running at the ball, and I think I must have made a head high contact or something like that, and that's what they got me on, and unfortunately, we have to look at the situation in the context, and that if I was to challenge it and then fail and get the two, unfortunately, the NEFL has a bye that following week. So I was really, really risking a 3-week suspension, you know, for all intents and purposes. And it's going to be hard to push my case forward to try and get back into the team without playing any senior footy for 3 weeks. So I reckon if it was earlier on in the year, I would have challenged it. But given the context of the situation, where I was looking at three, I just had to take it.
So what happened there? Did you know about the medical report or anything that was in relation to the medium impact charge?
I didn't know too much about that. I from memory, he came back on, I looked at more of the incident.
So, mate, let's talk about the announcement of your retirement. It's the first time we've had a chance to speak to you since then. What was the catalyst for you to announce it when you did?
I do need to apologise to you guys. I think I said to you a few times ago that it wasn't on my mind, and I'm going to wait till the end of the year. It's a bit of a white lie. I have known for a bit of time that this would be my last year. I just wanted to go through the proper process and let family and friends know first, and my teammates. And I think a catalyst to answer your question was a couple of soft tissue injuries in pre-season. Which kind of was the first red flag that I was struggling to physically get through a full pre-season. Then also some physical toll throughout the start of the year, but also the mental toll where you've got to be fully committed and willing to sacrifice everything. And as much as I am enjoying this year and I'm loving the challenges in front of me, I think now it's a good time just to finish up at the end of this year and take on something new.
So, an interesting question for me, Ted, is whether, and the timing of the announcement, whether that helps or hinders you get back into this Sydney team for the home and away, for the rest of the home and away season, and indeed during the final series.
I'm not sure. I've got the team's in a situation where you know, we're legitimately trying to achieve something big this year, and we're not in a phase where I guess we're going with youth for the sake of youth. So I do feel that no decision has been made on my short-term immediate future in regards to selection, and that if I push my case forward through good form, that I will be selected. And that's how John and I have got a good relationship, and that's where it sits. Unfortunately, I just can't push my argument forward this weekend.
Ted Richards is with us on RSN 927 Sports 7. In view of that, I mean, did you consider just waiting until the end of the season to announce it, or...?
Yeah, I did, and I kind of tried to look at what other guys have done, and I had, you know, spoke to a few guys that have retired, and I was kind of advised that there can be positives to saying it maybe a bit before the end of the season and kind of enjoying it for what, you know, the last 2 months for what they are, and people being aware that it might be the last time that you're doing something. And so, yeah, I'm happy with letting everyone know now. I don't think that really would affect selection or anything like that.
Teddy, you mentioned just before youth for the sake of youth. Does that mean you disagree with the philosophy horses putting on the park at the moment?
No, quite the opposite. No, I mean that some teams, that can't make the finals might choose that strategy. Whereas I feel like the case at the Swans right now is we picked the best team because, you know, we're on a mission to try and achieve something big this year. No, I don't mean that at all.
Okay. Now, what about the discussion you've had with John about your year that hasn't completed yet? What do you have to do to get back into the team?
Well, the reality is some of our defenders are playing really good football, in particular the tools. I think Heath Grundy and Dane Rampey, two guys that I'd be very surprised with if they weren't in the All-Australian team. And another tool is Alir, who is coming to the team and legitimately playing really good footy. So I've got some guys in front of me that are playing deserving of their spots. And I was able to get some games a few weeks ago up forward, but I do think my best footy is down back if a spot was to open up.
Let's talk about this weekend. It's all about the Pride game. What's your thoughts on this type of theme throughout the course of a home and away season?
I think it's fantastic. Some people might disagree with me there, but I think AFL is a game that should welcome people of all backgrounds, like we do with Multicultural Round, and people of all different ways of life. And I think it's fantastic that we're doing this. Hopefully it's a big celebration on the day, and I think it's a really good initiative that the Swans and the Saints are doing.
I want to talk about your thoughts in relation to, on the completion of round 23, the bye. Will it disadvantage those in the top four, Teddy? Because let's face it, the Swans will be there.
I'm not sure. I was a bit outspoken about this a few months ago, and I think credit to Mark Evans. I think he came out and said, "Well, it is. We are trialling it out and to see how it fits." Top four is a great position to be in, and if you're lucky enough to win that first week of the finals, whoever's in there, then you get the break. So, like everyone else, we'll have to wait and see how this sorts itself out.
Hey, mate, just while we're talking about general footy issues, the protected zone. We saw an incident when you played Hawthorn at the SCG where Kieran Jack was pinged 50-metre penalty. What's your take on how that particular interpretation has worked?
I just really feel for the umpires. I can understand the initiatives to bring it in because it can make the game free-flowing. And, that's what players we want to see and fans we want to see. So I understand the initiative, but it can be a hard rule to police, I'd imagine, with so much going on, just in the immediate vicinity of the ball. So for the umpires to also be aware of what's going on 10 metres or whatever the zone is around the ball, it would be hard to police. So, but that's going to pop up from time to time. I just think that's part and parcel of the game and the little things that pop up along the way.
Teddy, do you feel for Brisbane Lions at the moment? And the reason why I ask that, they've been the topic of conversation all week. Do they deserve a priority pick?
That's something I haven't really thought about that much. I do feel for the players because I've been fortunate enough over my career to normally be part of a successful team, and the losses hurt you a lot. And when you're down the dumps, and footy seems to consume everything. When footy's not going well, it seems like everything's not going well. So it'd be hard for the players to enjoy their footy each week. And I'm not sure what that will mean at the end of the season with draft picks. But
I do feel for them.
Give us a sense of what it's like in Sydney and New South Wales at the moment. Sydney Swans are sitting second on the ladder. GWS is sitting fourth. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I know. And it is great. It is great to see that we're this little rivalry that was nothing 5 years ago is growing each year. As we approach deeper into the finals, I think we will see Sydney kind of get even more behind the 13th. In rugby league, still the number one sport, but I think just talking as Swans, we hit record membership this year. We're averaging, I don't know, something close to 35,000 fans a game. If you look at the club, just on this year, the support that the Sydney people are giving us is evident.
Good on you, mate. We wish you well. Have a nice week off this week, and then hopefully you'll be back in this senior team before too long, mate, ahead of the finals. So thanks again for your time. We'll talk soon.
No worries. Thanks, Mick. Thanks, Chris.
Great stuff, Teddy.
Teddy Richards joining us from the Sydney Swans. Great to have him as a regular part of our program in 2016. Coming up, it's